Good afternoon. I'm Vice Mayor Dennis Kavanaugh, and I'll be chairing our meeting study session tonight, the regular council meeting. Mayor Giles is excused from the study session. He's not calling in for the study session, but he should be calling in for the regular meeting. And Councilmember Luna, are you joining us for the study session? Not yet. Okay. We'll wait and see. I know he'll be trying to join us for the regular meeting tonight as well. So our first item on our business tonight is to review the agenda items for tonight's council meeting. And so we first have under three liquor license applications. We have number four, an off-track betting license application. And then we move into a whole series of contracts under item five. That's right. And these contracts are all the same that we looked at on Thursday, so no changes. And item six, we have a number of resolutions, primarily to the Fort McDowell Indian community for grant applications for a variety of needs. And we have some intergovernmental agreements. And also calling the primary election for August 13th. Councilmember Luna, have you joined us? Not yet.
I'm here.
Great. Welcome back. We're glad to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay. And item seven is introduction of ordinances and setting May 2nd, 2016 for the public hearing on those ordinances. And then item eight is a subdivision plat. That will complete the items that are on the consent agenda. And then the items that are not on consent agenda, we have item nine, which is a freeway landmark monument sign issue. Then we have under item 10, we have a zoning case and a development agreement. And that completes the items on our agenda review tonight. Are there any questions or comments from members of the council? All right. Councilmember Luna, do you have any questions on the agenda tonight? Not yet. Okay. Next item will be to acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. I'll entertain a motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Well, and Mr. Luna, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. There's an
aye.
All those opposed, that motion carries. Okay. Item three, your reports of meetings and conferences attended. Anything to report from members of the council?
You want to have a Saturday?
I will. Yeah, we had a great attendance at Pioneer Park for Celebrate NASA. We had, I think, the highest crowds we have ever seen for the event at Pioneer Park. It was very interesting to see many of the attendees were arriving by light rail to the event, and I know that we want to thank all the city staff and volunteers and organizations that partnered to make it a very memorable event. So thanks for all of you who participated in that. Any other events people need to report on? Okay. And scheduling of meetings and general information.
Vice Mayor, Council, our next study session will be this Thursday at 7:30 in the morning on April 21st. And we also have a new event that's coming to District 6. Councilmember Thompson, if you'd like to talk about that.
Sure. We're having our first Building Strong Neighborhoods. It's in we've teamed up with an HOA, so it's the first time that an HOA in the city have partnered on a Building Strong Neighborhoods event that's going to be at Augusta Ranch Park at 9455 East Neville Avenue, and that is this Saturday, April 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
Very good. Anything else?
That's all.
All right. Then next we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. It's moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned, and we'll start the regular session in about 25 minutes.